I echo the Synod Father's commendation of Radio Veritas Asia, the only continent-wide station for the Church in Asia, for its almost 30 years of evangelization through broadcasting. Efforts must be made to strengthen this excellent instrument of mission through appropriate language programming, personnel, and financial help from episcopal conferences and dioceses in Asia. Pope John Paul II, Ecclesia in Asia. Radio Veritas Asia has been called for a specific mission, that is, to proclaim the message of God's love to the peoples of Asia. In Asia, the world's largest and most populated continent, developing countries are grappling to achieve growth like advanced countries, but material progress and social equity are still nowhere in sight.
The power of media within a plurality of culture is recognized by the Church. The apostolate of Radio Veritas Asia is truly a pastoral priority with a given Asian situation where the Church must reach out to millions struggling for social transformation.
Thirty-two years ago, Radio Veritas Asia was a dream, a grand design. At a December 1958 conference of Southeast Asian bishops held in Manila, the delegates unanimously resolved to establish a radio station with an information center that will serve the countries of Southeast Asia.
Concern was expressed mainly for countries in Asia where no information could penetrate except through broadcasting. Priority was reserved for the silent churches right from the start.
The facilities of the station were inaugurated on April 11, 1969. Radio Veritas Asia operated on two major services, domestic and overseas.
Overseas broadcast operations stopped in August 1973, but broadcasts were resumed once more in May 1975 with a fresh impetus from the Federation of the Asian Bishops' Conferences. In 1990, a major labor upheaval coupled with a critical financial situation rendered the overseas department permanently separated from the domestic service.
While Radio Veritas domestic service has turned commercial, Radio Veritas Asia remains under the management of the Philippine Radio Educational and Information Center Incorporated, or PRAIC, a non-profit, non-stack corporation. The continuous operations of RVA has been made possible by the faithful support of funding agencies, Missio, Miserior, Propaganda Fide, Church in Need, Holy Childhood, and the Archdiocese of Cologne. Local churches have also contributed financially, but their contribution is not sufficient to cope with RVA's operating expenditures.
No less than the whole continent of Asia is RVA's vision of field for its apostolate. RVA broadcasts from the Philippines to the Indian subcontinent and the countries of Southeast Asia. The East Asian part of the continent is also covered to include China, Japan, Taiwan, Korea, and Hong Kong. RVA signal also significantly covers parts of the Middle East, Europe, Africa, and the Asian part of the former Union of Soviet Russia and Mongolia.
Radio Veritas Asia broadcasts daily for 11 hours in the morning and 12 hours in the evening, both in two simultaneous transmissions and on different frequencies from 19 to 49 meter bands. Of the programs aired, 60% are produced in the Fairview Studios in Quezon City, while 40% are prepared by the target area production centers. A total of 11 production and support media centers located in the subcontinent, East Asia, Southeast Asia, and even as far as Europe contribute to RVA programming.
Pursuing its twofold objectives of evangelization and human development, RVA broadcasts in 17 languages, to wit, Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, Bengali, Sinhala, Urdu, Vietnamese, Burmese, Karen, Kachin, Indonesian, Filipino, Cantonese, Mandarin, Russian, Hmong, and Dzogchen.
The founding fathers of Radio Veritas Asia conceived of a broadcasting station that will be the voice of the Catholic Church in Asia. The mission statement of Radio Veritas Asia thus reads, RVA is committed to proclaim the message of God's love to the peoples of Asia by producing human development and Catholic evangelization programs in cooperation with recognized production centers and transmitting these programs via shortwave and other related means of electronic media.
RVA's vision statement, on the other hand, reads, "We, the members of the RVA family, envision ourselves as missionaries, living witnesses of Christ's love, meaningfully broadcasting the liberating values of the gospel to the peoples of Asia."
Aiming to infuse the gospel truths in man's daily realities, RVA programs do not dichotomize the human and the spiritual. The religious programs propose the Christian approach in confronting life's problems. RVA programs also put a high premium on dialogue with other faiths in Asia, seeking to infuse the meaning of Christ in the life situation of each Asian.
The developmental programs of RVA features the efforts of individuals, groups, nations, and governments to improve the quality of human life. Programs seek to enhance values formation and politicization among listeners. Moreover, RVA programming aims to foster community participation and individual commitment towards nation building.
The The audience of RVA represents a cross-section of society, from the youth to the working professional, from the teacher to the church leader, from the community head to the national leader. It is significant to note that many of RVA's listeners are village folks and farmers.
Thousands of feedback letters show that RVA listeners come from a diverse backdrop of religions, to include Buddhists, Hindus, Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, and even non-believers. Letters from the various countries differ in expressing their needs. However, what is significant to RVA is the fact that many of the listeners are non-Christians. They express their appreciation for Christian humanism and the teachings of Christ.
Let us listen to some of the feedback excerpts of RVA listeners.
We have cried with joy when we received the message of Christ through the radio. Now we wait every day for God's word with our families and friends. For us, this station is a lighthouse over a stormy sea.
Every Sunday, we gather in one of the housing units occupied by Pinoys to listen and participate in the Mass aired by your station. Yesterday's Mass was well attended, and we listened to a most touching homily.
They say that RVA News is impartial and the programs are commendable.
I have been a priest for more than 30 years. My hair is already white. I don't know when our Holy Church will be able to return to our country. I have taken note of all the news concerning our Holy Father, and I forward them to my confrere in priesthood who don't have a radio.
The church in Asia is essentially a missionary church. For countries like China, Vietnam, and Myanmar, RVA is the sine qua non instrument for evangelization. Through RVA, the Catholic Church can speak with her faithful and dialogue with people of other faiths.
Through RVA, the Church may bring kingdom values to bear upon all efforts of collaboration, unity, and fellowship among various peoples in view of the common good. The apostolate of RVA is then a pastoral priority with a given situation where the church must reach out to millions struggling for social and moral transformation.
While ever grateful for the tremendous support that has been received from funding agencies, the Asian bishops bear a deep conviction on the absolute necessity of RVA continuing its task of evangelization in Asia. Against the prospects of diminished funding to be affected periodically, the Asian bishops, in an FABC meeting in 1990, collegially assumed the responsibility of supporting RVA for its continued operations.
After 32 years of media apostolate, RVA continues to look for fresh ways to announce and share in an authentic and vigorous manner the good news of God's kingdom. Towards this end, the RVA management, in cooperation with its partners from the production centers, organized a program planning seminar in August last year.
In this seminar, the importance of self-evangelization was stressed so that those involved in programming could give authentic witness to what they say over the air.
Programming concerns were the focus in the planning seminar. These cover areas of strengthening and improving programming and program production techniques to include implementation of programming standards, conducting of periodic seminar workshops, training, undertaking of continuous communications and evaluation with production centers and with the local bishops' conferences in charge of social communications. Participants to the seminar also plan to establish production centers for language services which do not have any centers yet.
During the seminar, strategies at improving working relations in RVA were discussed. Plans were also firmed up to improve the working conditions of RVA personnel. In the field of audience research, programmers and their target area counterparts hope to undertake periodic surveys to assess the listenership base of RVA. On a bigger scale, it is hoped that after 32 years of broadcast work, a comprehensive audience research be undertaken by a reputed research institution.
It is also the immediate plan of RVA management and staff to undertake vigorous promotion activities with the end goal of raising funds locally. Along this line, the RVA Foundation has been established to initiate local fundraising activities.
In keeping with a constantly evolving technology, the management of RVA has initiated the Land Area Network, or LAN project, to beef up the computerization of program preparation and all other related operations in the station. With the LAN project, RVA will eventually be equipped with facilities to do broadcast work using other means of electronic media.
It is significant to note that RVA has broadcast links with Radio Vatican. Once a week, reports on the church in Asia as well as other local developments are filed in the program Vatican 105 Live.
Radio Veritas Asia's mission is still the same, but its goals remain a commitment that is constantly renewed and reinvigorated.
Radio Veritas Asia accepts the challenges the third millennium brings, with the ultimate goal of ushering in and establishing God's kingdom in the hearts and minds of the peoples of Asia.
How God touches you with His hands, and mercy-filled call to go. Go where His steps have traced and lived, His word of love, so we begin to be a light for all to see. We can share the Father's gift to all. Called to live Christ's way, so all can share this gift to fill the world with love and peace. Let us be the gift to everyone. Let us thank the Lord for all that's done, so that all can be a gift, that's broken and shared and made one. We are gifts. Yeah.
We are.